It's the end of summer in Northern Illinois, and the Carey family is preparing for the new school year. But the student they're helping is a guest to their house.
My name is Izgi, and I'm coming from Turkey. I'm an exchange student here. We are living in Illinois, Geneva, and I'm going to Geneva Community High School.
Izgi came to the U.S. through American Field Service, or AFS. This organization matches foreign students with host families across the country. The program often relies on volunteers, especially when seeking out families. 23-year-old Shayla Carey says for her, the process started early.
Well, my parents started having exchange students when I was in 7th grade. So I've had sisters from many different places. And I obviously became pretty close to them after they lived at my house for a year. And had the chance to go visit a lot of them in their homes and meet their families and friends.
Izgi is from Izmir, a large city on Turkey's western coast, known for its beaches. Since arriving in the States, she's had to adapt to a new climate, culture, and school system. Izgi says Turkish schools aren't as fast-paced as those in America.
Students have their own classes and teachers are coming for the lessons, so you don't change your class in the breaks, or you don't go to your locker, so you have a lot of time.
She says the first day of school was difficult, but time has allowed her to adjust, make new friends, and meet up with other AFS students.
Hey, Ukraine? Oh no, I didn't know that. Oh wait, this is not from my school. Kuwait! Yeah, Kuwait, Turkey, Senegal, Germany, and Spain. And I have a friend from Morocco. He's living in Batavia.
Shayla's mother, Kathleen Carey, says there was another element that isn't as present in Turkish schools.
She said, oops, I forgot I didn't do my homework yesterday. I didn't know I had homework. So last night we said, well, here's what we're going to do. We're going to do homework together on the table.
Hola.
Hola.
¿Cómo te llamas?
Me llamo Izgi.
Muy bien. ¿Cuántos años tienes?
Oh, I don't know that one.
Remember the cards we filled out?
Ah, the card. You have the card? Ah, the things.
Yeah, she knows how to say hello.
The man helping Izgi is Sebastian, Shayla's fiancé.
I studied abroad twice, once in Austria and then once in Chile, and that's how I met Seba.
The exchange has also allowed Izgi to get more in touch with her own culture while sharing it with others. She describes her experience with Turkish coffee.
And I like coffee, but I've always seen it like, oh, older people used to drink it.
And now that you're in the United States, you've made it and you like it.
Yeah, most people like it, and now I'm kind of like it.
This cultural familiarity also comes in handy when educating the exchange students. One of Kathleen's AFS volunteer duties is providing an orientation on dogs. Canines are considered unclean in Islam. So in majority Muslim countries, including Turkey, cats are far more prevalent. Kathleen says this adjustment wasn't too difficult for Izgi.
We were very lucky since we have two, and one of them is still a little bit of a puppy, and she's very rambunctious. Izgi gets along very well with dogs.
Though that hasn't stopped Izgi from reminiscing about her cat.
I do love cats, Izgi.
Okay, I will hear you.
Izgi says she's eager to experience all she can over the course of the school year.
Halloween, Christmas, Thanksgiving, American football, something like that.
Okay.
That doesn't exist in my country or my culture.
I think we can handle all of those. Mm-hmm.
As for the family, they continue to volunteer for AFS and encourage others to host exchange students. Izgi will stay with the Careys through June of next year. I'm Chase Cavanaugh.